For it's by the power of your Ruah, Almighty Yah, we gather here in the bayit of our great King. We assemble in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Lamb of Israel, on the tikvah for the house of Yehudah. We do pray and ask that you receive our tefillah as we prepare our minds and our ruah by the certain sound of the shofar of our Abba. Shabbat we shall delight in the revenues of our precious Abba. For your strength and your endurance, favor unto Israel. We will barak you this day and extol your name above the heights of Hoshemayam. For this is the great day that Yah has brought liberation unto Israel. We shall walk in the liberty of your power by the knowledge and strength of your Hamashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. We pray that every shackle, every power of hell is broken off Israel as we bring our burdens unto you, as we lay them down at the altar of our Abba. We do pray for our health and the strength of Israel. We will not give in to the powers of hell. We have overcome by the dam of Yahshua the Lamb, by the blood of Yahshua. Strengthen us, I pray, Yahweh. Cause the power of your truth to rise in Israel, that we may rise in the standard of your truth, the revelation of Yahshua the Lamb, whereby the promises of our Abba are entrenched in us, and we rejoice in the promises of our great King. We delight in all that you command us to endure for your name's sake. We shall not be ashamed of your name. We shall call upon that name in the midst of the dark hour. We shall cry out unto that name in the travail of great trials and afflictions. We shall trust in that name under the very yoke and burden of death. We will out of that name, even as we are despised by many, we shall out of the name of the great King who has granted unto his election the redemption of all, the security of Israel, that we may come boldly before your throne, Abba, that we may cry out unto you, our precious Abba, and that you will hear the prayers of Israel. We rejoice in that greatly today. For we have nothing but Yahshua the Lamb. For the promises are in him. You declare unto Israel, yes, I will save you. Yes, the power of my Torah shall be alive. Yes, you shall have the strength of my Torah. Yes, to the light of Yahshua. And you declare unto Israel, no, I will not cater to your lusts. No, I will not cooperate in your sins. No, I will not be a part of your dismal, abominable ways. But yet you declare unto us that in Yahshua the Lamb, we find the comfort of our Abba and the assurance of strength of Almighty Yahweh. We cry out unto you, our precious Abba. Hear the cries of Israel. For you declare that if a man worship you, you will hear his prayers, his tefillot. And we cry out unto you that our sins, that they are cleansed from us, our trespassing. Of your Torah there is no guilt, because the mighty power of your finished work, deliverance of sin through your Torah in Yeshua, it is alive in Israel. We rejoice in that today with great delight, for you have made unto Israel a delight to delight in Yeshua. And we delight in him today. We delight in the truth, the comfort of our HaMashiach. We delight in the Ruah of Yeshua. We delight in the truth, the liberation, the separation here. We delight in that in Yeshua's mighty name. Give comfort unto us all. Secure the house of Israel, that we are saved and that we know we are saved by the power of the Dam of Yeshua. We do pray for your people scattered throughout the nations of the world, on every continent that you have created. Save Israel. Deliver them this day, Yah. And let your rejoicing be amplified in Israel because of Yeshua the Lamb. We brought you for your Yeshua, for he is the strength of your salvation and your eternal hope unto Israel. We bind every power of darkness. We curse every vile thing in Yeshua's mighty name. The delivery of your Ruah will operate in the midst of this bayat this day. Bless those that are listening by the live stream of the internet. Those that we hear from during the week by email or letters, personal letters that they write unto us. We pray for them all today that every need is met, that you will guide them to the light of truth. And that truth is the power of your Torah and the light of Yeshua HaMashiach. For we cannot see the power of your Torah without the veil being removed by Yeshua the Lamb. We delight in you this day. We rejoice greatly. And we will ahava you this day. Yeah. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. Your strength in Israel. And for that we shall rejoice with great gladness. We shall sing and praise you with a loud voice, with our hands, with our timbrels, on the string instruments, on the harps, on the shofar. Oh, every instrument of praise. On the timbrels we shall praise you, Almighty Yah, in your bayat. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshua. We have the Teshua in Yeshua. And we believe you this day. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let us hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By the excellence of your Ruah, Almighty Yah, let everything be done today for your honor, your tefirat, that the splendor of your name and the power of your HaMashiach, Yeshua, may be revealed unto Israel. We told you today for all things, let the great Ahava, your love, arise from Israel, that we will hear you today and receive your instructions. Bless the man servant today that he may speak in a way that we may comprehend and understand all things. We do want Almighty Yahs, we're gathered here this day to lift up our sister Renee there in Virginia. The tremendous agony of pains, Yah. For we know that you are healer. We know that Yeshua by the stripes were healed. And as we stand and sit here today, we will lift her up, Yah. Mother feels you will bring restoration to her body and strengthen them all there in Newport's News. Bless them in a mighty way. Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may Yah brought you today. And Yeshua, shalom. You may be seated. is the Arabic expression.
Mashlum ka, may the health of Yah and his riches rest upon Israel, and may the light of his Hamashiach Yeshua heal the heart of Israel. Hallelujah. So we do trust him for all things. We do believe him for all things as well. And may the comfort of his truth, Israel, take great delight in that. Hallelujah. So we shall hear from Hashemayam today. It is vitally important that Israel hear from what Yah speaks unto them. We have heard from man with all of his traditions and all of his folly. He denies the power of his Torah and his Hamashiach. Yahweh speaks unto Israel that we must hear what he commands us. And in hearing that, we must obey it diligently. We cannot choose and elect what we want to obey. But we must eat the whole stay of the bread, for that is the strength for Israel, that we eat the whole stay of the bread. And I do want to begin today. I want to instruct us. I want to teach us, to admonish us, to reprove us, and instruct us in the Torah delight of Almighty Yahweh. We must understand what he commands unto his bayat. And it cannot be interpreted by our own corrupt institutions that we have established. Our hatred towards certain elements of truth, our dislike about certain things in Scripture, it cannot be based upon that. But it must be based upon the light of revelation that we find in Yeshua HaMashiach. And if the power of his HaMashiach, Yeshua, is in us, then we will receive the word of Yah with great delight. And there is something very important I want to point out today. I'm not going to wait for us to turn scriptures. You can write them down. It is one thing that I say to us, I know we're not going to do it, is to go back and refresh your mind with scripture that is heard. That is enough to keep you that entire week. If you literally study to show yourself approved that you have received what Yahweh has spoken unto Israel, and that you will receive it with great delights, you will not compromise what he has commanded unto his house, but you will receive it and take great delight. I want to establish something first before I go farther. It is in the book of Colossians, as Shaul understood his time, he knew his purpose. He says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, he says, whom we, the men of Yah, we preach warning every man, and teaching every man in all wisdom, not partial wisdom, but in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach. So he declares the message that he taught and the one that he preached. It is based upon the warning of Almighty Yah, that we all may be presented perfect before Yah in the power and the revelation of the light of Yeshua. Now there is no true commitment unto Yah without that light of Yeshua shining deep in our love. That is why the Torah has been desecrated and rejected, because man's traditions do not bring about the perfect power of his Torah in man. Yeshua is the perfection of Torah. He is the light of Torah. He is the strength of Torah, because that which Yah has written in us, it will bring forth the excellence of his order and not the order of man. So he warns them. He shows them that the message that we preach, it is not of a sensual message, but it is of the importance of Almighty Yah and the validity of Yeshua. He says in chapter 3, verse 5, he commands them to mortify, make clean, regulate therefore your members which are upon the earth. He warns them fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affections, and evil concupiscence, this lust that has no range at all, this vile, insidious greed that cannot be controlled by the Torah of Yah that regulates the love of man. That is what the Torah does. It regulates the motive, the intent, and the love of man. So he commands those of Kulishia to cleanse themselves from this filthy appetite of the flesh. And he begins to name them, the aura, this unclean spirit that is not faithful unto anyone. When one is a fornicator, it is one that is an idolater. They love idolatry. They are not faithful unto Yah, and they're not committed unto His HaMashiach. So he names these things which is idolatrous, and all of this is idolatrous. All of it is idolatrous. It is a form of flesh worship. It is a form of worship, but it is important that you hear what I say today, because I want to show us the condition of the assembly that Yah speaks to in this hour. He says, for which thing's sake, because of this, because of these actions, then the wrath of Yahweh comes on the children of disobedience. When one walks in this kind of attitude, when they are partakers of this spirit, they are children of disobedience. They are not loyal children unto Almighty Yahweh. They are idolatrous, they are unclean, they are vile, and they have not the witness of His HaMashiach, Yeshua, in the which you also walk sometimes and live in them. In time past, you walked in the same attitude and in the same ruah. He said, but now you have also put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communications out of your mouth. He says, now you have put off this degenerate man that defies the Torah of Yah, that rejects the validity of Yeshua HaMashiach, for he has come in the power of the living word of Almighty Yahweh, and to cause it to rise with great life in us, that we will not sin against Yahweh. For this purpose was the Son of Man, the Ben Adam of Yah, manifest or made known and given to be impaled upon that stake, that he may destroy the powers of the workings of Shaitan. Now this is the element of Shaitan's kingdom in us, if we are practicing any form of these characteristics. If our lives exemplify any form of this, then we are the seed of darkness. We walk in a convoluted, polluted mind. Shaul establishes power and the mandate that Yah sent him to speak unto the Israelite brethren of the house of Israel. Now we must put all these things. There are things that we must destroy. They must be put off. And the more you maintain them, the more they bring you under this delusion that is all right. But it is not all right. It is not pleasing unto Almighty Yahweh. He says here also, it is very vital that you hear this. He says in the same chapter, chapter 2 of Kolushiha, he said, for I would that you know, 2 verse 1, what great affliction I have for you, what great conflict I have for you. And he identifies an assembly, and those and them that are at Laodicea, are Laodicea, those that are of the assembly. He said, you don't understand the great conflict and the battles that I've endured for you of Colossae, and those that are in the assembly of Laodicea, Laodicea. And for as many as have been seen by my face in the flesh, that their levim might be comforted, be it knitted together in a hava, and unto all riches of a full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of Yahweh and the Abba and His Hamashiach, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. He prefaced and warned them, and this I say to you, my brothers, lest any man shall beguile you through enticing words, that you shall be removed away from the light and the power of Yahweh's Hamashiach, the power of His truth, that those that will come in and persuade you with words that allures your flesh, and turn your mind away from the simplicity of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation, and the seed of that seducing, alluring power is permanent in this generation. It permeates it. We will turn away our love from the power of Torah and truth, and we will begin to take things that oppose what Yah says and place them in the place of what Yah commands, and they become your traditions, and you think that you're right, but you're not right. So Yah warns Israel. He warns the Israelite brothers, because there will be a time in this generation, and it is now, that there shall rise up a spirit in the midst of the assembly, and you shall know the identity of it, because you will see the manifestation of it. And when you see the manifestation of that power, you shall rid it and come against it with all of the authority that Yah has commanded unto you. And we must in this hour, for there's a vileness in the assembly today. There's a corruption beyond comprehension. There is a stench whereby there is no true hava for the truth of Almighty Yahweh. No one wants to please Him. No one desires the truth of Yah. And certainly they do not delight in what He commands unto them. This is a generation of pure hypocrisy. It is one that is very vile. It is one that is seduced. And the powers that give them strength, it is the insidious power of the enticing words. Words that they speak that give them strength in their flesh, but no power in the Ruah. They have no power to oppose the spirit of darkness. They have no power to resist the workings of hell, to draw them under the bondage of darkness, that there is no light in them to bring forth the excellence of the joy, the Ahava, and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. They have not that in them at all in this generation. Now, I said that and read that because I want to deal with this assembly of Laodicea or Laodicea. Now, look what Shaul says in Colossians 4 and 15. We read things in Scripture and we just omit them, because we have been trained to be ignorant. We are a generation that has been dumbed down. We have been trained to walk in superfluity, in dumbness and ignorance. We will debate and we don't even know. You know, it's one thing about a proficient debater, what he must have or she. They must have the ability to lie and make it sound as though that it is factual. They must have the ability to lie and make it sound very factional. Who lies more than the vile politicians? Who can perpetuate a lie greater than you? And when you tell a lie, you tell it to sound real. You don't tell a lie to deceive. You tell a lie to bring those aboard that are the same Ruah. We need those that are discerners of this hour, that have the Ruah of Yah. I can tell a false brother and a false sister from a genuine brother and a genuine sister. As I spoke unto us on Scripture Truth on Wednesday, the Scripture says, if there be a controversy between two, a brother and brother, brother and sister, or sister and sister, so you bring them before the elders, the shoftim, the judges, and let them judge the matter. And that one that is just, you bless that one. And the one that is a deceiver and a liar, and the one that is corrupt, you repudiate them. For that is a cursed thing in the midst of Israel. Because of our traditions, we have allowed those that are the heresy to continue in the fellowship. But a heretic after the first and second admonition, you ought to reject him. And that includes your damnable sons, daughters, your kinsmen and all that reject the profoundness of the doctrine of Yahweh's discipline, instructions, his statutes, his commands, mitzvah. They're deceivers birthed out of hell, and their bellies are filled with the vile stench of their God, because their God is the greed of their belly, and their stench is the vileness of the rejection of Torah. Hallelujah. I don't even like to stink physically. That's why I will bathe. And I need the washing, the regeneration, and the renewing of my mind in the power of his HaMashiach. And so do you. Shaul says in Colossians 4:15, he says, salute. Now that is one thing that you all don't know how to do. He says, salute. Hiya. When I was young, people would say that. When one met one that they were very friendly with, they would say, hiya. You never heard that? Only a few of you all, they will say, hiya, hiya. But actually, it is an Arabic word that means your health and the blessings of Yah upon you. Hiya, hiya. When one will see a friend, even though they hadn't seen them in a while, they will not just say hi, but they will say, hiya. That was the expression. And they use that expression. They will bestow the Esha, the blessings, the fullness of Yah upon them. They will say, Haya, Haya. And so Shaul says, salute Haya. What some of this ignorant-minded, dysfunctional generation doesn't know how to do, because of their stupidity, he commands him to salute Haya, salute the Yisraelite brothers, who are in Laodicea and Laodicea and Nymphomas and the assembly which is in his house. Listen carefully, verse 16. And when this epistle, this letter is read among you, cause it to be read also in the congregation of the Laodicea, and that you likewise read. Now, you hear what he says when this epistle of Colossians is read, the letter. Make sure that the epistle or the letter, the writings unto Laodicea also is read. Now, I ask us, where is the epistle of Laodicea? Where is the letter that Shaul wrote on to the assembly of Laodicea? We know that Yahshua speaks a profound warning unto that house and unto that people. He speaks a profound utterance of warning unto Laodicea because of the corruption that had inhabited the fellowship of that assembly. So where is the letter? The enemy has done a marvelous job by dumbing us down. We don't delight in the knowledge of Yah. We delight in frivolity and folly. We give our minds over unto things that are superficial and false. You will gossip. You want to hear what the world is doing. I want to hear what my Abba is doing. That is the most valuable thing to me. To hell with the world. For the world is condemned. That is why Yah judge you. That you shall not be condemned with the wicked world. And that is why I speak unto you the Zahar, and I will speak the reproof, the judgment, the rebuke of Yah, the instruction, the discipline of Almighty Yahweh to a generation and a people that have totally rejected him. That is why Shaul says, you tell the Israelite brethren of Laodicea, you read that epistle, verse 17, and say unto Archippus, I want you to speak unto him, Look at the command that Shaul gives unto him. He said, take heed. You better take warning. You better realize, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Master, Yeshua Yahweh, that you fulfill it. He said, you better not take this lightly. You better not look at this thing as something that is superficial, that is surreal. He warned him to take heed of the ministry, the word of Yah that has been sent unto you and that has been delivered unto you. That you do not take it lightly, but that you take it with sincerity, and that you will not be caught under the guise of enticing words to lead people down a path that is of error and falsehood. We better take heed to the word of Almighty Yahweh. We better hear what Yahweh commands unto us. To hell with our traditions. To hell with your culture and your ways. We better obey what the word of Yah says. He did not express his culture, his identity. He expressed unto him. He said, I warn you. You must take heed unto the ministry which you have received. The word of Yahweh which he has sent unto you. To speak, to warn, to command. And the letter, the epistle of Laodicea, Laodicea, I want it read unto the Colossian brothers. I want them to understand. Because it is an assembly that has become inundated with the worldly lust and desire. It is an assembly of people that are vile, idolatrous, and they have corrupted themselves. They have removed the standards of Almighty Yahweh and replaced them with traditions of men. And they declare that they are powerful because of their numerics. But they are vile workers of evil, seduced people that have been taken under the bondage of Satan, whereby the mind, the proclivity of Yeshua is not in them at all. There is no love for HaMashiach today. There is no delight in the light that shines from Almighty Yah to reveal the hidden powers of sin in us that works death. And that is what sin does. It works death in us. It separates our minds and our thoughts, our desire away from Yah. There's no propensity of excitement. Our lives are so corrupt that we cannot rejoice in the power of His truth. And you say you love Him, you are a damn liar. He warns them to take heed to the truth. When one takes heed, there's a carefulness about that one. They observe it with great diligence. They apply it to their lives, to their inward parts. So he warned him. Because the assembly of Laodicea, they had turned away from the truth of Yah. And they have been caught up in their ritualism, their religious ritualisms, like they do today. The Baptist whorehouses, the Pentecostals, the Messianics, and all of them, those that call themselves Yadim, and all of them, they're caught up in their ritualism. For the power of the truth is not in the mist. And that is why they are not free from their rituals and things of that nature. But the people of Yah, the power of Yeshua makes us free. And we are free to acknowledge our Abba and to worship Him. He said the assembly of Laodicea had turned away. They had gone after strange idolatrous gods. Beings that they have created in their own minds. Because the elders have laid before these idols, given themselves unto this lasciviousness, this concupiscence, this lust. And because they are so lustful and so greedy, they have opened themselves to every kind of strange power. That's why you can have a pervert like the T.D. Jakes with these effeminate spirits that masses are drawn onto them. That's why you can have men like effeminate Bishop Weeks out of Jezebel, Juanita Bynum, and tens of thousands are drawn unto them because they are not declaring the power of the Emet of Yah. They declare this superficial false doctrine that feeds on the lust and the greed of a generation that has no Torah to direct their path or strengthen what Yah has put in them. They do not have that today. And only Israel, the Israelite remnant of Yah, will hear. And they will acknowledge that Yahweh is speaking unto them. Those that are outside of the remnant will not hear Yahweh. They will despise it. They will rail against Yah. They will rail against you. They will speak despite against the word of Almighty Yahweh. And they will flaunt their damnable wickedness in your presence. And they have no shame at all. They have no guilt complexion at all. Because you do not walk in the power of sincerity unto Almighty Yah. That's right, Lo Iranda, Aharanda. I was Zaha today. He said of the day to his Aima, and that when he grows up, and Yah do not let him grow up, come Yahshua, come. He says that he's going to preach like Deacon Horn. And then he says, no, I'm going to preach harder than Pastor Roberts. I'm going to preach so hard that the tabernacle is going to fall down. And the trees are going to bow down when I preach. His mother says, if you preach that way, then it must be a wicked, hard-headed generation. He says, I'm going to preach until the trees bow down. I'm going to preach hard. This is a generation that is hardened by its own sins. Even a little child that will speak like that. And Yahshua took a child and set it in the midst of them. I said to my wife, tell me that again, because I like for people to tell me things 2, 3, 4, 5 times, because somewhere in there they will begin to alter things. And I like to say things the way it is. That is why gossiping is only said one time. And so I like for things to be said more than once. She said to me, Pastor Roberts, I wasn't thinking about that, but that's all right. Tell me what he said. I delighted in what he said. I'm going to preach until the stones roll back from the laves of the Levim of Israel. Until their stony hearts will turn into the fleshly heart that Yah intends to be in His people. This is a stony generation. Look on the countenance of us in here. And you can see the stoniness, the coldness. There's a reason why. You know why you look stony face and your face look hard? You know why it looks that way? Because iniquity shall abound, the Ahava Midi shall wax cold. That's why you look cold as hell. Scripture commands me to rejoice in Yahshua always. And again, he tells us, he repeats that, rejoice. The reason your countenance looks damnable and stony, because you're full of your own iniquitous ways. You're vile and you are a covetous of iniquitous practices. I speak only to Israel, to hell with everyone else. And I'm not ashamed to say it that way. I'm not speaking to this heathen generation. I speak unto Israel, the elect remnant of Almighty Yah. Hallelujah. I will not apologize when one despises Yah's correction. For one covets sin. That was the order of Laodicea. Hallelujah. We think that Yah is just playing around. And he's going to fraternize with us in our wickedness. I'm here to tell you, you are a deceived fool. You are foolish. You are a fool if you think that. He is more serious than death. And death shall come upon us all. Every last one of us. You're going to die. Hallelujah. I say to you, Brother Haranda, I will preach the way you want to preach, all right? Come, Yahshua. Let the kingdom of Yah come. Hallelujah. I delight in nothing else but the coming of Mahamashiach, the promise of Yah, that he shall redeem and save all Israel. Not one shall be lost, but the sons of perdition. Those that Elder Wymond spoke to us on the Shabbat, children that are fitted, they are made for the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. They're not brought into the kingdom. They're going to die in the miseries of sin. They're going to die. They're going to die separated from Almighty Yahweh. So we must hear. We must have one to Zaha, the word of Yahweh to us, in order for us to understand what He commands. I want you to turn with me to Gileana, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. I want to begin. And as the message of Almighty Yah, spoken by the revelation of truth Yahshua, as He sent messengers unto the assemblies throughout the world at that time. And today the message of the kingdom must be declared unto all Israel, that they may know the power of the kingdom, blessings of Yah, and the eternal power of Yahweh's kingdom. Yah speaks unto the assembly of Laodicea, as Hamashiach instructs them. He says in verse 14, and to the teacher, the overseer, the malach of the congregation of Laodicea, right. I want this to be understood right. He said, I want you to understand who is coming from. These things says the Almighty, the truthful one, the one that comes in the power and the truth of Almighty Yah, the one that settles all things, the one that is the embodiment of the power of all truth. This is what he says, the Amen. And the faithful and the true witness. This is what Yahshua commands unto Laodicea. He said, I want you to write these things. I want you to hear this. Now, if there was a letter, an epistle written unto Laodicea, don't you think that it is important for us to search and study it out? We have been a dumbed down jackass generation. We love television and falsehood and fictitious things. We don't want to find out the truth. Hallelujah. There is more to what he said than what is found here in Gileana. And the reason I know that, because Shaul wrote unto them, and the letter, the epistle that was unto Laodicea, he said, read it in Colossia. It is valuable that you hear this. It is valuable that you understand what Yah speaks unto them. Is all scripture given by the inspiration of Yah? So the epistle or the letter unto Laodicea, it was given by the power of Almighty Yahweh. And so the enemy has relegated us down to beastly forms. Loving to eat. Loving to slumber. And poverty has come upon us. We love eating, which dominates our mind more than anything. We love to find time to sleep, but no time to pray. We love to find time to be slothful and lazy, and no time to rise up with the praises of Yahweh filling our loins. We find time to be shiftless and shallow, but no time to pray and to cry out unto Yahweh. You see, that's why we are dumb. He commands you, daughters, to pray, to lay before Him. You lay before some gossiping and some damnable trash that pollutes you. Your bellies are filled with idolatry and sinfulness. He tells you men to weep between the porch and the altar of Almighty Yahweh. And we're worried about our fleshly, sensual, corrupt desires. And there is no tough thing in your flesh. It doesn't generate anything of strength at all. It generates a vile stench and a corruption. And that is what I began to transpire in Laodicea. They became so worldly. They became so fleshly. The power of concupiscence. Their lust had no power of control at all. They were arrogant. They were full of pride. They were boastful. And they were deceived in their own minds. And that's this generation. They began to establish their own gods, like they have in this nation, the black gods, the white gods, the Hebrew gods, the Hispanic gods, the Greek gods, the Jews gods, and all of the gods are damnable dogs. I say it without any fear of retribution. There is only one mighty one, and He is the Most High One. He is Yahweh, and His name alone is excellent, and He stands. And He commands all men to worship Him. He commands everyone to fall obeisance unto him. For the power of his truth is in his Hamashiach, Yeshua, the deliverer of Israel. And the reason there's no power in us, because there is no tried, proven ingredient in us. Because our emunah, our faith, is not weak as dust piss. There is no strength in it. I must use these kind of phrases and superlatives to cause us to quiver before Yah, to realize how we have missed the mark and how we have fallen short. And this is what Laodicea said. I want to show you the characteristics of it. The spirit of this whorehouse, of this Jezebel, that had turned away from the truth of Yah and had begun to base their supremacy upon their idolatrous worship. Isn't that so in America? The Catholics base their supremacy on their idolatrous practices. Isn't it so among those they call themselves Messianic Jews? On their idolatrous falsehood of worship. Those that call themselves Black Methodists and Caucasian Methodists and Hebrews, their doctors are based upon a sensual, vile exaltation of flesh. It is not on the power exalting or exalting Yeshua the Lamb. And the whorehouse must come down. Her ways must be exposed. Her wickedness must be exposed. So it would behoove us to understand what Yah spoke unto Laodicea. And that this letter that Shaul wrote, we must desire to understand the text of that. There are books that are missing from the book. And that is just the truth. Even with the 66 we have, we don't even have time for that. That's why we're very dumb. His people are sottish. That's a sad statement, isn't it? We're so ignorant that it is appalling to Yahweh. We're so dumb that it's beyond stupidity. It is appalling. It is a senseless ignorance. You know why we're ignorant? Because we will not hear instruction. A wise man, he will love instruction. He will love knowledge. Very few wise among Israel today. The least thing offends you and upsets you. It shows you your rebelliousness and corruption against Yahweh. You're quiet because it is the truth. Toda, my brother. You see, it's one thing that when a man acknowledges his ways, and Yah enables that man. He strengthens that one. A generation of hypocrisy will not acknowledge their sins and their wicked ways. When a man comes before the elder, he must acknowledge his sins. And then the fervent and effectual prayer will go up before Yah. We are a generation that we love to be codified. We love for someone to coddle us. I will not coddle you. Hallelujah. I will speak the truth. And I will show Israel their sins. And the house of Yehuda their transgressions. How they have defied Yah. Hallelujah. And I will not apologize to this wicked generation. Because if I'm ashamed of Yah, and if I deny the power of His truth, He's going to deny me as well. He says, speak and tell that teacher, the overseer, that I am the faithful and true witness of Yah. And not only that, I am the beginning of the creation of Almighty Yahweh. He is the living word of Yahweh. For Yah spoke the word in the Bereshit of all things, the Genesis of all things. And everything came into existence because of the spoken word of Almighty Yahweh. It was the pleasure of the love of Yahweh that was spoken. And we see the manifestation of it now. Yeshua is the pleasure of Almighty Yahweh, because everything He did pleased Almighty Yah. The word of Yahweh pleases Him. He is not displeased with His word. It is just simply that we are rebellious, that we are displeased with what He speaks unto us. We're an arrogant, doggish generation. We will say to Him, you don't talk to me that way. Yet there are people on jobs, that they're foremen, and those that oversee them, They belittle them. They cast them down. They break them down. And they are so afraid and intimidated because of their rent, their car payment, that they will bow in obeisance and they will put on an excellent front when he comes. They can be sad, but when he or she comes, they will, "Oh, how are you today, Mr. David Lee?" The whole expression change. And you come before the presence of Yah with this Jezebel spirit, and there is no delight. I don't care if you don't like me. I like it. Hallelujah. I'm a warrior. I got fighting instincts. And yet the whole attitude will change, the whole personality. They will make themselves robust, will they not? And yet Yah tells us where two or three are gathered in the power of his name. He said, "I shall be in the midst." And you say to the most precious one, "To hell with you. For I do not delight in your fellowship." That is how we speak to Yah. We may not speak it verbally, but we speak it from the text, from our lips. People today don't even talk, they text. And they do that today. It's not a verbal communication today. You're telling parents to text your child, your children, a message. Yahweh, he spoke unto Moshe. In every mitzvah he gave unto Moshe, he wrote it with his fingers. And when he wrote them, he spoke them out to Moshe. And then he came alive with great power in Moshe. That is what Yahshua is. He is the quickening power of the living word of Yah. He wrote them on the table of stone with his fingers. And he spoke that word and it came alive. And that is why when Moshe came down off the mountain, his whole countenance had changed. His whole presence. With the power of Torah is in a person that you see the countenance, the whole appearance is different. This is the unclean generation. That's why it loves unclean things. It loves to disobey Yah. It says, "I will not do it." Oh, I know you say, "But I will not do it." And that is the spirit of the Laodicea. They will not obey Yah. He said, "Well, let them know who this instruction is coming from. It is coming from above, from the Most High, from the right hand of Almighty Yah. I sit at the right hand of Almighty Yahweh." He said, "You send the message unto Laodicea, because I know them." Yahweh knows us. There's nothing you're going to hide. He sees everything about us. You may try, but you cannot hide. You may put on a false front, but Yah sees it. Hallelujah. He said, "You write unto them and command unto them what I say." He says unto them in verse 15, "I know, I fully understand." Yahshua did not say, "I will guess." He said, "I know. I have great insight into your mitzvah, or your works, your faith, your desire, your purpose. I know your purpose. And there are us that sit here, our purpose is not pure. Your desire to please Yah, your mitzvah, they're not based upon the strength of his truth. They're not based upon the living power of the testimony of Yahshua." He said, "I know it." When I was growing up, it was habitual because we would say it. You would hear the adults say to one, when they would relate to them, they would say, "I know you." "No, that's not the truth. I know you." "No." And eventually, because they would not relent in the pure judgment, that one would confess their sins and their wickedness. This is a generation that is a dumb generation. Why? Because the leaders are dumb dogs. They're greedy dogs. They cannot have enough. They're not satisfied with food and raiment. That their life is content. They want more than that. And that's why you have this damnable, dysfunctional thinking, this mindset. Because it is so corrupt. They're not laboring for the things of Yah. They're laboring for the things that satisfy this corrupt opponent of their flesh that will never be satisfied. The desire of man cannot be appeased. The heart of man, the love of man is a deep cauldron of a well. $1 billion will not satisfy you. 100 trillion will not. The only thing that will satisfy the true remnant of Israel is that the food, the whole stay of bread, having bread, the whole stay of the bread, Yahshua, having the living bread and raiment, covered in the tzedakah, the righteousness of Yah. Be content with that. Be satisfied with the bread, the whole stay, Yahshua. Be satisfied with this garment of tzedakah, this righteous flowing garment that He has placed upon Israel, that has no spots and has not been spotted by the corruption of the flesh. That's why they stripped him naked, because there will be no covering upon the true word of Yah. You can try to cover it with your Negroish black skin, or your Caucasianist white skin, you're corrupted as a Jew or whatever. You cannot cover the power of the truth of Yah. And that's what man is trying to do. You're trying to cover the word of Yah with every kind of little cloak. He commands us having food, the whole stale bread, Yahshua. And that matter that the brothers teach on Hagar Mitzvah, when they preach on unleavened, that wholesale bread, did it sustain Israel? Was it enough for them? Sure sustained them. Sure brought them. It was enough to bring them into the way. Sure did. Hallelujah. And when they needed water, when Moshe disobeyed, yeah, it was water in the rock. You don't have to kick against the prick. There's enough water in the rock. You don't have to deny Yahshua. There's enough water that flows from the rock. Having food and having the tzedakah garment of Yahweh on this righteous cloak, your mind covered, and it is in the safety of Yah by faith, that your thoughts are upon Him. That is the cloak of Almighty Yahweh, not some faggot clothes that some homo has designed. Those are not the remnant He's talking about. That's not the remnant. Because He said to Yeskel, the prophet of Nabi, the Nabi of Yah, He said, get naked and show this vile house their sins and the corruption of their nakedness, the stench in them. So we must be clothed with the garment of Yahshua, the tzedakah of Yah. That's all right, I'm going to preach today. I'm not worried about perspiring or how I look. Hallelujah. You need to hear this. Hallelujah. You need to hear this today. Hallelujah. He said, the one that is speaking, he has credibility. There's no doubt in what Yahshua says. I want to tell you something, this generation of hypocrisy. Everything he said is the truth. And will you deny that when you reject what he says, you reject Yah? Will you reject what he says? Well, Pastor Roberts, that's my son. To hell with him. The word of Yah tells us what is right to do, and we must obey Almighty Yahweh. Well, that's my daughter. The Jezebel is your daughter. The word of Yah tells us who are the daughters of Zion. Who are the sons of Yah? And the power of the daughters of Zion. And the power of the sons of Yah. We have placed before Yah our own traditions and our own endeavor. And the word of Yah has no power to resolve the issues in our lives. Because you're wicked. There's no faith in it. The word of Yah mixed with that faith, it has no power. That's why it has no power among us. That's why you can't pray for yourself. You can't pray for one another. We are fearful. Without the strength of Yah, it is right. Hallelujah. We don't have the strength of Yah. We don't have the character of Yahshua. We have the character of this fleshly corrupt man. This man that is emboldened by his own corruption, his own lust. We are to boast in the word of Yah. We are emboldened by the word of Almighty Yahweh. We speak the truth and we lie not. We are to speak the truth and lie not. Don't be found lying against the word of Yah and say that's permissible. You're a liar. It's not permissible. Everything that is permissible is in the book. It may be permissible by your own damnable rejection and rebellion against Yahweh, but the book does not permit it. The truth of Yahweh does not permit it. And if Yahweh does not permit it, it's a lie. It's based upon a corrupt, deceived lie that was going to destroy your mind, whereby death is going to embody you. You're going to be removed away from Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's why men today with enticing words and words that allure and draw. That's why the enemy, his words are ducted unto Shavah, unto Eve. Were they not? And that's why your words of deceit and lies and corruption and gossiping and busybody, it draws the mind and attention of one away from the simplicity of the direction of the truth of Yah. You sit down with strangers and perverts, and your conversation is about everything that is corrupt and wicked. It is not about the power of Almighty Yahweh. It's not about the light of Yeshua. Come on here, somebody. It is not about the truth of Yahweh. And you can spend hours talking on that. Something is wrong with you. Something you're dysfunctional. There's no way the riches that Yah granted unto me, my mind, I don't say it boastfully, but it stays on him. It's on him, my conversation, my thoughts. I want to talk about him. Something is wrong with you. Why? Because it creates joy in me. It is that joy that strengthened me to press on. Hallelujah. Because there's one thing that I have resolved many years ago, that I know that I am going to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I came naked into this world. And I'm definitely going on naked. I want to have on the cloak of Siddiqa. Hallelujah. That's all I want on. You don't have to put me on nothing at all. Hallelujah. You don't have to put me in a pine box. Just throw me in the ground. It's all right by me. I have no compunction with that. There whatsoever. If I did, what could I do? Hallelujah. What can you do? Nothing at all. He says, I want you to know the authority of the one that speaks. He is the Omain of Yah. He is the faithful. And he is the true witness. Now, if one has the true witness, I think I want to hear what he says. If someone is at the scene of a crime, you want to hear the true witness, don't you? The one that was there. The one that knows every detail. Don't you want to hear him? Then we better hear what Yahshua says then. He is the true witness. He is the faithful witness of Yah. You know what? When one is faithful, they will not alter just not one scintillal of the truth. They will not cast aside any bit of the truth for anyone. And we will lay down the truth for our own wickedness. For those that are corrupt and vile, that despise Yah, the enemies of Yahweh. We will lay down the true witness for those that are corrupt and insidious and vile. I won't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will speak of the truth of Yah. If anything he must do is raise up men of this hour, mighty men, that will stand like the Gideons and stand with great truth and will not be afraid or fearful. Regardless to who follow them, I follow Yah and the power of his Yahshua. Because I follow the words and the teachings of Shaul, and I follow Shaul because he pleased Yah. He said, know who this truth is coming from, for by my mouth every word is established in the kingdom. Verse 15, I know your mitzvah, your work. I know your faith. I know your labor, and they are neither kara. You tell me that our labor is neither coal, it is neither kara, there is nothing there. It has not the fervor and desire for truth of Yahweh. That is what the kara is. It is coal. And the reason it is coal, because iniquity, because your torahlessness, because iniquity has abound in you. What is iniquity? Because you defy the commands of Yah. When Yahshua speaks unto you, you repudiate him. He said, your labor, your mitzvah, your attention unto Torah, it is neither kol, it is neither kara, you have nothing. It is destitute of the power of the emunah of Almighty Yahweh. There is no desire in you for the pure kadosh or the set apartness of Yah. You don't want to be set apart. You love the world. You love the things of the world. You love what Mizrayim gives. He said, there is no delight in your set apartness. He said, you're neither kara, you're neither kol, and you're not kol because iniquity abounds in you. And your love, your hava for Yahweh has waxed cold. And when you're beyond that, my, what a spirit of bastardom. It is the spirit of a bastard. It is the power of Ichabod. And what the spirit of Ichabod is, the Ruah of Yah, does not dwell there, or the witness of Yahshua is not there. You better hear this today. I want to take my time today, Brother Aharon. Hallelujah. I'll leave that preaching to you for the trees to fall down and bow down. You think that's strange? Yosef said that the moon and the stars and the sun, you, my brother, shall bow down to me. Hallelujah. This is a stupid generation. And I say it unapologetically. It is a callous generation. The generation of Ichabod, it is a dysfunctional spirit in this generation. Because of idolatry, Shaul says unto Kalishia, he says fornication was one of the first sins or the vile things that he named. And this is the generation of fornication, of unclean practices. And it is embedded in them. They're not faithful. That's why young girls today, they get married. They can't be faithful to their husband, man, because they have not been faithful in the beginning. That's why they give it over unto whorum, sexual impurities. And they're practicing these damnable practices that create this dysfunctional mindset in them. So it's not a problem today for them to abort babies. Offer them up unto Molech, Molcham, to practice this idolatrous form of worship. And so when they enter into these damnable houses of darkness with their bellies out, knowing that they're at whoredom, these vile men, because Mammy Beale is over here, he's afraid to rebuke the Jezebel, the whore. He's afraid to identify her sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because Mammy Beale gives $50 a week. Told her, my brother. And he's worrying about his Benz payment. And the wife escalates. That's what he's worrying about. No, it's not a 98 or a 99. In 2007, he's worried about that. So he is not going to impugn them for their sins. But the faithful one will. The just one. The Almain of Yah. The truth of Yah. When he said, I am the Almain, it is the truth what I speak. That's what Yahshua says. Not amen, but omen. Omen. I am the omen of Yah. For the truth that I speak, it represents the authority, the rod, and the staff of Almighty Yahweh. He said, you're neither cold. You're beyond cold. Iniquity has overtaken your life. That your mind has been given over, or the spirit of Ichabod controls you. You will know when one is full of iniquitous and the power of Ichabod controls them. Because the Torah or the truth of Yah, they don't take delight in it. They will not hear what Yah speaks. They will go their own way and they establish their own damnable, corrupt righteousness. It is like a filthy medicine rag from a Jezebel that has laid all night with every kind of strange man and every kind of vile spirit. That's what pours out of her. There's one thing about the dam of Hamoshia. It cleanses. It covers our sins. And I bless Yah for that. I don't need you to cover any sin. I cover it. It is the dam. Mahamashiach. Hallelujah. Yah does all things justly and right. He doesn't do things falsely like we practice. You do things falsely because the spirit is not sincere. Hallelujah. What about you, preacher? I will reprove you, your mama, your daddy too, if I ever see him. Your sons and your daughters too. I will tell you your son is wicked. He's going to die in his wickedness. And I will not repent of it. Hallelujah. And I will tell you, your mama is the wicked Jezebel, because she despised the truth of Yahweh. What fellowship then have the sons of Yah with Belial? You've got to say hallelujah to that one too. It's amazing because they love their conversation. But they don't love the conversation of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can sit here with your hypocrisy. I know the people of Yahweh. Hallelujah. One thing, I will not be found a hypocrite among Yahweh's people. I believe what I preach and I practice it. It is what judges me constantly and daily. If there's anything I wanted to do and my desires, that I may dwell in the house
of Almighty Yahweh. That I may behold the Tefillah, the honor, the beauty, and the splendor of Yahweh. Every second, every day, I'm closer to that time of rapture. Hallelujah. I know I am. He says, you neither kol kara, you have no fervent desire in your love for Yah, and there's nothing pure in you for the things of Yah, because iniquity is the strength, your lawlessness, your Torahlessness, your lawless, and the power of Yah is not in you. He said, because you are neither cold, my, nor are you hot, chama. You have no fervent desire of Yah. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, is the desire fervent? Come on. Says that burning in you for Yah. He said, because you have no haman within you, because you have no, you're neither cold nor hot, I would that you were either cold or either you were haman, you were hot. That there's a tremendous fervent desire and a zeal of your ruah to please Yah. You don't find a zeal today to please Yahweh. You don't find this burning sensation and this mind that gravitates to the things of Yahweh. He said, you don't love me, and your hatred is beyond a color hatred. It's controlled by the insidious powers of hell. How can we say we love him when we don't do the things that he commands us? Yahshua said, if you love me, then do what I tell you to do. Now, you always say you love him, will you not? Come on here, hypocrites. You all hear me. You always say you love him. Now, if we love him, we will do what he commands us. You will know whether you love him . You say you're neither hot, you're neither cold, or you're neither hot. Listen to what David said in Tehillim Psalms 39:3. He says, Yah, my love was hot, haman, within me. While I was meditating, the fire burned. He said, the burning auger and the fire of your word burned deep in me. And he said, while I muse or meditated upon your word, the fire burned within me, and then I had to speak with my tongue. When the word of Yahweh burns within the love of a people that love him, you must tell of the mighty powers of Almighty Yah. You must speak of the tongue of Almighty Yah. That must be a continuous praise of Torah unto Yah. He set the fire to Helium 39:3. My love was hot, haman. It was burning with zeal and fervor, and the power of your fire burned out in me. Like Jeremiah said, your word is like fire shut up in my bones. You have sin shut up in your bones, and iniquity, and there's no fire, because the fire of Yah purges it. You might as well say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of Yah is going to find us out, isn't it? Ah, yes. Hallelujah. He said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. And if I wanted to be quiet, I could not be quiet. And that we said, my love began to wax hot within me. While I meditated or bemused or mused, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. He declared, Yahweh made me to know my end. He made me to understand my end. And that the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail, how weak I am. When the fire, when one is hot for the things of Yah, when there is an assembly where the fire of Yah burns, one will know the end of their days. One will know that they are frail. One will know that the days are the measure of their days. When they be mused or they meditate upon the word of Yah, it gives them the assurance in the small fraction of time that their days possess. And because you do not meditate, because there's no burning fire of his word in you, you're not hot. You're not hot. You're not hama. You're not hot at all. And you're not cold. Ichabod, the spirit of Ichabod, because of your idolatry and your vile ways, your wickedness, the sin of a people that call upon the name of the Most High. And they desecrate the name. They defy the name or the power of the name. And what the name constitutes and what the name is. And the strength of the name. We know what we're meditating upon, don't we? Foolish lusts. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. For the scripture tells me that when you be mused, when you're amused by the word of Yah, when you meditate upon the word of Yah, it burns in your hearts, in your lev. And you must speak. You can't hold it back. Hallelujah. You meditate upon the things that are preached and spoken unto you. You can't sit there and hold that false peace. It's not the peace of Yah. It's not the Maslomka, the Shalom of Yah. You can't hold it. That's why you sit there with no expression. That's why you sit there expressionless. Because you don't meditate upon what Yah says. When you think about what Yah says, when I think about the temple of Yahweh and all that Yah has done for me, that we said, when I thought about that, he said, it burned like the fire of Hashemayim in me. And I had to speak. I had to let you know, Yah, I know the measure of my days. You have made known unto me. I'm frail. I am nothing without you. I have no power nor integrity of my own. It is the power of your Torah in me that presents the integrity of truth. I'm nothing. You don't meditate upon it. Your thoughts are not upon the word of Yahweh. Our thoughts are based upon the wickedness and sinfulness. And our lust dominates our thoughts. The answer is in the book. You can try to avoid it. But it's in the book. Hallelujah. It's there. All answers are found there. It's here in the book. When you begin to do that, you will find the fervor fire of Yah. You will find the imunah, the strength of his faith. You will find the confidence that we need in Almighty Yahweh to overcome this wicked and vile generation. He says in verse 16, Gileadah. He says, so then, because you are lukewarm. He said, the condition of your mind is wretched. You're lukewarm. Look at your neighbor and say, are you lukewarm, neighbor? Come on, look at someone real. Don't look at no child. You're all afraid to do it because you know that's how you are. You don't want to look at someone. You want to look at someone where you will not be judged. But a damnable hypocrite generation. Judge me, Yah. You know, I was looking at that this morning because I never know which direction I'm going to take. And I say to Yahweh at times, I was by myself yesterday. And sometimes I say, yeah, that's on my mind. I just think about the word of preaching and what your word says. And I may try to alter that, move my mind away from it, but everything goes back to that. I'm not saying that to make myself sound like I'm some mighty man, because I'm not. I'm just a vessel that I'm yielded unto Almighty Yahweh. I have no purpose in life. I'm not trying to ascertain riches. I'm not trying to get great wealth, because I have the wealth of Almighty Yahweh. He said, you're lukewarm. He did not say, he said, Laodicea, you're lukewarm. We can't see that among us. I can sense it in our expression, in our gleefulness, our gladness. You see it. There is no exaltation of the power of Yah that should rise from our belly like the rushing mighty wind, like a flowing river in its surge. The thing comes out of us is puddles of stench, cesspools of water. And nothing can live there but the unclean thing, tadpoles and catfish. Crawfish. No clean thing can live there. Nothing at all. We can't live there. The living word of Yah is not going to live in a place where it's filthy. He will not cohabitate. Hallelujah. He will not dwell in the midst of an unclean people.